So, in my sophomore year of high school, my life became incredibly boring. And when I say that, I don't mean that I had nothing to do or no one to do it with. I mean that every day I would spend hours lying on my bedroom floor trying to find the motivation to text people or to get dressed or to go about the motions of living. And there wasn't really any one reason why I felt this way. I was looking for reasons. The weather was really, really bad. It rained for the entire straight week we started school. My best friend had just moved to trombone boarding school in Michigan. I was doing a lot, and not a lot of sleep, but none of that was it. It didn't explain why, when I would sit in choir, all I could think about was how bad I sounded and how everyone in my section must notice and must hate me for it. Didn't explain why, when I talked to my friends, all I could think about was how meaningless their lives were. They would flirt and fight, and I could not bring myself to care. At one of their parties once, I remember asking someone, "Do you think I'm depressed?" They laughed, "Aren't we all?" This went on for months, and then more months, and I found myself planning suicide. Once I started, it was like I couldn't stop. The thought would come in lulling classes when I was bored. It would happen in debate, and I would weigh the pros and cons of different methods. And one night, I was sitting on my bathroom floor, Googling the effects of drinking drain cleaner, when one sentence stopped me cold. "People who drink drain cleaner often experience vocal hemorrhaging, causing them to lose their voices forever." To explain what this means to me, we need to zoom back. I have been the girl to raise her hand first in class ever since I can remember. If there's an awkward silence, I will break it. I'll talk to people in grocery store lines, bathroom sinks, elevators. I've been in choir for 6 years. I still sing in a band with my best friend. I've been doing debate for 4 years, which is basically competitive speaking. I will call someone for 2 hours. I'll hang out with my friends for 48 hours. My voice is everything to me. And in all the time I thought about what it would be like to lose my life, I never thought about what it'd be like to lose my voice. And it was so, so much more real. So I got up off the bathroom floor, and I went to the living room, and I told my parents what had been going through my head. And within weeks, I saw a therapist. One of the things we often gloss over about recovery is that even after I stopped considering suicide, I didn't feel cool or fun or interesting. The thought that haunted me over and over again was, "Now I just have to live like this." And in those moments, the people who had once told me that my voice was important were now the people who told me that my life was important. My parents made sure I did things on weekends. They would take me hiking. They would make me play with the dog, take her on walks. When I would cry in the shower, my mom would knock on the door. My best friend called me every single Sunday from Michigan. And when I didn't feel like my life was interesting enough to talk about, she would tell me about quintets and quartets and the various music things she was doing. My teachers mentioned that I looked stressed and asked if I wanted just someone to talk to. My choir teacher actively brought up mental health in class. I had the leader of a group I volunteer for text me and say that I seemed stressed and ask if I needed to talk. I have no idea what any of these people knew about what was going on in my life, and I probably never will. But what I do know is how grateful I am that they kept reaching out, even when I honestly wasn't the easiest person to reach out to. And I also know I'm really grateful to have my voice now. I still do choir. I still sing in a band. I still do debate, and it's really cool to be a senior doing that too. I get to be part of awesome groups that advocate for causes I care about, like mental health. I started MHATS with the idea that everything that I wish I'd heard, there are people out there who are willing to say it. And so now, if I have bad days, I can think about what I discovered on that bathroom floor. I am impossibly hard to shut up.